Francisco. This is a panel that there are several generations of the description of the panel. So the topic exists in several forms. Oh, there you are, Paula. It's also a tremendously eclectic panel. And I think we're going to have the chance today to try to put together thoughts from a bunch of different discourses, ranging from the classic historical archives to the notion of media, both the collection and also the redistribution of media, to intellectual property, and then these new issues of how shared memory has become decentralized and how it's no longer under state control. I think also part of this is talking about the new tools of production and distribution. We're in a very interesting situation here where all sorts of activities which were once primarily institutional activities, such as media production, the collection of media, the documentation of state activity and civic engagement, and also surveillance. And many of these activities which were practiced by centralized institutions, especially official institutions, are now being practiced by individuals. And today, I hope we can not only document that these changes are occurring, because that's what this conference has all been about, talking about changes that are occurring, but also evaluate them. For example, it isn't necessarily clear whether some of the new opportunities that have opened for us also involve some serious limitations upon freedom of speech, freedom of inquiry, and also knowledge. The structure of today is that we're going to have four presenters. The panelists are going to sit and observe and listen. Each presenter has 30 minutes. Within those 30 minutes, it's really up to the presenter how much time they'd like to take. I hope that there'll be room for discussion, time for discussion after each paper. And then there's a half-hour breathing space until at the end, just between 12:30 and 1, for discussion of everybody's work. In the afternoon, at 2 o'clock, 1400, I've been asked to make a brief presentation about issues relating to memory and archives. And then each panelist is also, the panelists here, is also going to be asked to make a brief presentation. What I think I would like to do, if possible, is restrict all of the panelists' presentations to an hour total, which means around 12 minutes for each of us, so that there'll be a chance for an hour of discussion about the work this morning and about the work that we present in the afternoon. Many of these events haven't had enough time for discussion between everybody. I'd really love it if it's possible to build that in.
So you want 12 minutes today, right?
Right now there's half an hour for the morning papers, including discussion. In the afternoon, I'm hoping that the panelists will be short and that we can engage in as much exchange as possible.